Almost every week, John Little sees images of Native Americans being represented as relics of the past. There is the picture of a young Native woman on a container of butter. There are the children's teepees sold at popular stores. And there are the sports fans. People who support teams with Native American connected names often paint their faces and do the tomahawk chop. The movement was meant to look like a Native American using a sharp tool called a tomahawk. Little lives in the southwestern state of Arizona and is a member of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. He notes that many Americans have been discussing a lot about racist imagery in recent months, especially about the history and meaning of blackface. But such discussions have not included the outdated and often offensive representations of Native Americans. These are everyday realities for Native people, Little said.
Experts say that red face, the practice of dressing or acting like a Native American, gets less attention than blackface for a few reasons. European Americans have deep-rooted but mistaken ideas about American history. Also, Native Americans make up less than 2% of the United States population. African Americans, by comparison, make up about 13%. Native Americans have tried for years to make people understand that stereotyping Native Americans as violent, uninformed, and humorless is deeply offensive. They have not seen much change, however. Throughout America's history, people have put on red face, worn feathers, and spoken in broken English as they played Native Americans in theater, film, and everyday life. In one of the earliest examples, colonists who were dressed as Mohawk Indians poured tea into the Boston Harbor in 1773 in protest of British rule. Philip J. DeLoria is a Harvard University history professor and writer of Playing Indian. He said, "Most people think that those old images, largely based on 19th century Plains Indians, represent who Native Americans were and still are. Some even believe Natives no longer exist in the country."
There's a big, long, complicated history to this that's really deep in American culture, DeLoria said. It's every bit as deep as blackface minstrelsy and slavery. It's just out there, but we've kind of forgotten about it. The most common place to see redface is at sporting events for teams like the Washington Redskins, the Atlanta Braves, and the Cleveland Indians. There have been protests against the Redskins' name for 50 years, but the team's name has not changed. But some news organizations have refused to publish the name of the football team in America's capital. In 2017, John Little made a documentary film about the team and its chosen name. It is called More Than a Word. In it, fans explain that they think the team name honors Native Americans. These fans paint their faces, perform their versions of a Native American dance or war cry, and wear fake headdresses.
For many Native Americans, red face is not limited to actual face paint. It also includes clothing and speech. The sight of sports fans wearing feathered headdresses is especially insulting to many Native Americans. The headwear is historically a sign of great honor and respect earned by tribal chiefs. Kyle Mays is a professor of African American and American Indian Studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. He is both Black and a member of Saginaw Anishinaabe, a Native tribe. He said, "It's hard for me to say people don't know it's wrong. They might not know Native people, but they know it's wrong and it's just okay to do because there are not any consequences for it." Nicolette Deshane Parkhurst, who is Lakota and Navajo, has been criticizing the companies that use Native American culture in an offensive way. She wants them to show Indigenous people in a more modern way. When you're viewed in that way, as only existing in the past, as the frozen Indian found in museums, it makes it harder for voices of leaders in our communities to actually be heard. And it's easier for people to ignore us, she said.
Although changes have been slow, there have been some positive signs. The Cleveland Indian sports team, for example, has new clothing for players that does not include the image of Chief Wahoo, a Native American face shown in bright red and wearing one feather. And the U.S. Lacrosse Association said last month that it plans to remove offensive Native American mascots and signs from events that it puts together. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Jill Robbins.